This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Explored, proposed, and today they could get authorized by President Trump. $50 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods, in part to push China to better protect the intellectual property of American companies. It'll be crucial to know what exactly is on the tariff list. Mauro Guillen is a professor of international management at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm trying to envision the end game here. I mean, what? Chinese officials are going to say, oh, the U.S., you're right. Our trade surplus with the U.S. is insane. We'll protect your intellectual property from now on, and the two countries will live happily ever after?
Well, I don't think that's exactly what's going to happen. First, I think we're going to see an escalation with the Chinese also threatening to impose tariffs. And then there might be maybe a couple to 3 weeks when the two countries essentially realize, well, it is in our best interest actually to sit at the negotiating table. The other thing that you need to keep in mind, David, is that the U.S. could say we're imposing these tariffs, but they won't come into effect until, you know, 2 months from now or 3 months from now. That could also provide some room for negotiating.
If this does escalate, we don't send all that much stuff back to China, so they can't just keep doing this in reverse because of the trade deficit that the U.S. has with China.
Correct. However, Chinese retaliation will be very targeted. They've already disclosed that they will be targeting American agricultural exports to China and also some energy sector exports. And remember that those are two parts of the economy that are concentrated in certain parts of the United States. They tend to be supporters of the Republican Party and of the Trump administration. So the Chinese, they know where it hurts.
Mauro Guillen is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Professor, thanks for this.
Thank you so much for having me.